Hey family, welcome back to another episode of Kim Talks, unscripted of course. Welcome back family. I am so glad to be back here. I want to share a few things with you all. Hey, take the load off, sit down and just listen. We got some stuff to talk about. We do. Y'all, I was in the middle of some events. And, you know, we just passed a few events and we got some more events coming on up, you know. And I know I'm not the only one, all right. But one of the events that I got to witness, y'all, was the prom. A lot of these kids, you know, has gone to prom this year. And I'm telling you, they just took prom to a whole nother level. Let me say that. A whole nother level. I mean, they were long. Some of them were short, but they was mainly long. They was body hugging and everything. Let me tell you, they had a slit from here to there. They had it. And let me tell you, some of the dresses, they were so beautiful and so classy, elegant. I mean, they left you wondering, like, where did she get it? It's like the dress was just for her. It was made just for her. Y'all, it was beautiful. Your family and friends around. Some of y'all know. Y'all done been in events this past year yourself. And you got to send them off and everything. You pull out the red carpet. I'm like, literally. Like, they doing it big this year. Well, these past couple years that I've noticed. They have red carpet out. They have the railing out. I'm like Beyonce finna come out, honey. And they have family, friends on the side. And they have the young lady behind the doors. And when they come out, of course, everybody is oohing and eyeing how the dress look. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of the dresses are beautiful. Really beautiful. But then there are some dresses that I actually got to see online, because you know they put stuff on social media. And I was really, really surprised, because I can remember prom. I mean, I can remember being excited and having the best dress. But then, you know what? Let me stay on point. This particular, I don't know what school they was representing, but this young lady, these young ladies, they, when they came out the door, honey, I was like, what? Let me tell you, they had the tie-tyes out. They had a slit that was never ending. Like, you could see the side of her behind. And I'm like, oh my. Like, they did not come to play. And I was like, oh, that's what we doing now? Like, some of them, the cleavage was so low. And it was one particular young lady caught my attention, because she had her hand up like she was trying to cover. And I'm like, honey, if you got to cover and pull and tug, maybe you shouldn't have chose that dress. Mama, maybe that wasn't a dress for her. Daddy, did it get your approval? Okay, well, we ain't got daddy in the house all the way. Okay, all the time. I get it. But really, y'all, I say, oh my goodness, the hair and the makeup. Like I say, some of them, they were flawless. From the top all the way down to the bottom was flawless. But some of these folks with this makeup, why do high school kids look old? Because somebody tell me, what, they look old as hell. Like, really? And I was like, can I be like that pastor that got a lot of backlash about a month or two ago that said, close the doors. Somebody go close them doors. Because she was out there, baby. And I just, whoo, Lord, I had to shake my head about this one. I said, whoo, come a long way from when I was in school, you know, when I went to prom. But even the young men, they come out, they want to be hyped. They come up, they coming out to show up. You understand what I'm saying? They going to have the best rides. They going to have a nice car, okay? They gonna have, you know, they're not really wearing the ones I was seeing. It wasn't really, some of them would really wear the tux, you know, but something like they might have made or put together, you know, something to that effect. Well, anyway, I was just glad I wasn't looking at, because sometimes they look like they're wearing capris, you know. I mean, y'all don't mind that little noise right there. I told y'all this was unscripted. Anyway, I was so glad the pants was low, but all of them had J's on, you know. They all had they Jordan shoes on, okay. And I was like, oh, okay, that's the thing. What I didn't like about some of these young men, well, a whole lot of them, they were so busy trying to put the hype on them that they forgot about their date. Like, they got out the car, and the young lady, she had to get out the car her own self, by herself, with all this dress. Because he was showing up. I'm like, he wanted all the hype because he was giving the vibe. I'm like, that's how they do that now? And you know the music different. The music. They got the music, the attire, it all goes together. Y'all know I found it, right? Listen. And I know this song too. But listen to this. This is the song that matches the clothes, the car, the whole vibe. Yes, I do. I heard it. I ain't no stranger to it. Not at all. And when it be on, you know, sometimes I'm bopping myself, but I don't have no little small kids either. But that hype me up. They all want to be hyped up. I'm telling you. And stuff. And so it just matches what they doing. What they doing. And I'm telling you. And baby, we ain't seen, like I say, it's a whole different vibe now. It's a whole different vibe. So, I'm just amazed. I learn something every day at these events. I learn something. Now, here another one. Here, I'm going to give y'all one more. I'm going to give you just one more. So, you come on, bear with me for a hot minute. I'm going to give y'all one more. They jamming to this too.
Acres and a mule, this is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
They get on it like that.
Hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like buck. What's that on a beat, bro? Beat, bro, and a rap, he a freak, though. Man, they don't call like Timberlands. Tell them, breathe. Let them boys get across, they bump around like teams. What's up with these Dragonio? Trying to see Compton. In the street, can hate me, bump them all in me, mama. How many options really got? I mean, it's too many options. Been a clash on his body, I'm John Stockton.
What? He choked and had the Bible with God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified bookie man, I'm the one that up the score. Walking down the whole time, I know he got some hoe. Bro, this don't bully the fro. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You bet I ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell the judge the only one to get your hammy down. Party at the party playing with his nose down. Baka got a real case, why is he around? Certified number boy, certified.
I'ma do my stuff.
Why you trying to like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably a minor.
They not like us.
No.
They not like us.
No.
They not like us.
What?
They not like us.
No.
They not like us.
No.
Y'all, they were just, now y'all probably heard me in the background trying to give him, you know, the artist a little help. But that's what they do. They hype themselves up. And guess what? They'll tell you, they ain't like us. So the music matches the vibe for the event of the prom on today. Now, I know I'm showing my age, and I know, but I know some of these songs, okay? But if you could remember, if I could just go back down memory lane for a hot minute. I mean, when we went to school for prom, y'all know we wanted to be dressed. Old dude was in his tux. His tie matched your dress. I mean, the hair was done. We didn't have lashes. We had some weave. I ain't gonna even lie. We had that. But it wasn't as popular as it is today. You know, lace fronts, like, what was that back then? You know, back then, y'all, I ain't that old, nah. But, you know, you could tell the difference with the music. I mean, when the guy picked us up first place, before the date even came, okay, it was like the dress had to be approved by mama, daddy, and sometime big mama, all right? Let's talk about it. If big mama didn't like it, mama, granny, whatever you call your grandmother, it wasn't really going to get past no other level. Okay? So, but our music was different. Our dates was different. They opened up the car for us. We didn't have to go rent. I mean, if we got a limousine, we were just fortunate. You know, we wasn't like the kids today where the mom and daddy go broke and had to go buy, you know, a Ferrari or some luxury car that can't nobody even afford to even rent, now let's even buy. But as parents, you know, today, that's what they do. Notice I say they do, because I didn't. You know, for us, we just had a nice car, you know, or what have you. And it was just so different. Our music was different. We wasn't dressed up for whole of America. We wasn't dressed up for Uncle Clifford to be in the back, in the wing over there, looking at us stupid like, you gonna get on the floor or not? It wasn't none of that. Okay, this is the difference between that music and our music, okay? Now check this out. Rumors, what y'all know about that? Now, I know, okay, y'all probably saying, oh, that's all far back. That's real far back. I know, I already know how old Kim Talk is. Well, you know, but you act like, you better know. You better know. But wait a minute. We done just jammed off of the slow songs or whatever. This all right here was a doggone hit right here. Oh, this was our stuff right here. Just whip it, baby. What y'all know about whip it? All right. I get the picture. It was different. You gotta come up. I get it. But you see the difference of the vibe, the song, and all of that. Y'all see? So that was one event that I had. You know, and I just wanted to share that part with y'all. Now, we had another event. Memorial Day has come and gone. And all of that. And, you know, we should never forget about that event. You know, what really is the meaning of it. And so, you know, our Army men and women, you know, not one say Army, but our people that served in military, you know, we should never forget they sacrificed their lives for us. But then, you know, a lot of times we off that day. We off. And guess what? We calling up some friends, maybe a few family members or whatever, and we going to be grilling. We got the chicken. We got the sausage, the hamburger patties. You might put a few wieners on there because they going to bring their kids. We do all of that for Memorial Day. And you know what? It's and it's all good. We throwing bowls on the table. That's dominoes for those that don't know. We playing spades, which is a grown folk game. Kids, stay out of there. That ain't for you. You know, and we chalking it up. We having a good time, you know. But here's the problem I had at this event. I know y'all say Kim always got something to say. Whatever. Anyway, when you are at an event and you come in there and you're getting you some food or whatever, when it's time to go, ain't nobody told you to pack up 10, 50 million plates for you to go home to feed Jack, Jill, and Uncle Joe. I am so sorry. That is not for you to do. Not at all. You were invited. Instead of packing plates, you ask. That's the proper way. You ask, can you take a plate of food home? Because all that food that's there that the host is providing is accounted for. Now, if the host say, hey, y'all be sure to take y'all a plate home, you know what to, then you know it's free game. But so many of us, and you know, and I was once guilty too, but we'll go to an event and we'll pack up all the groceries and everything, and all we came with was our car keys. That's all we came with. Like, we got to show some consideration. We've got to show a little bit of respect when you going, because only thing that you came with, again, was your car keys, and you came to get some entertainment and some fellowship. And we should not take that for granted. And we do all of that. We do that a lot of times. And a lot of times, the host don't say nothing. But I'm going to tell y'all what happened when you go home. When you go home, they was like, dang, they ate up all the food. They packed up everything. They ain't even asked if, you know, was it okay or do I have some food for my house? Then they just packed everything. They're not going to tell you that. But I'm telling you, you're getting talked about when you leave. I'm just letting you know. It ain't right. It is not right at all. You didn't contribute not even $5 on some ice. And then don't let them have some liquor there. Don't let them have something to drink. You drank up all the people's liquor. You done took you about 4 or 5 plates home. What the hell? That ain't how you do that. That's not how you do that. You ask. Or it's offered to you. And here's another thing. You were invited. You don't have the right to bring other folks with you. Oh, I was just going to bring, you know, 2 of my friends with me. You ask, is it okay? That food is accounted for. Entertainment is accounted for. Okay? It's only so many people can play spades at a time. Okay? So I'm just letting you know it ain't proper. I'm going to have to learn you something. It ain't proper. So these are the events, the past events we had. We had Whole of America of a Prom for some schools. And then we had people packing up groceries for Memorial Day. Now listen, the upcoming events, let me tell you. We still got Juneteenth coming up. We got July 4th coming up. We got Labor Day coming up. And we could go on and on with the holidays after that. Okay, listen, on your next outing, the next event that you go to, have some sense, have some respect. Ask, okay? That's what I want to tell you. Don't go in there assuming that it's okay, because they're going to talk about you, and then probably ain't going to invite you to another cookout. I'm just saying. So, hey, those are my events that I wanted to share with y'all. And did y'all like my music? Hype me up. Hype me up. You know, I kind of like that little song. I ain't going to even lie myself. But I hope y'all enjoy the conversations that we've had on this episode. Listen, you know I can't leave without giving a thought for the day. You know I can't do it. Listen, for your kids, your godkids, your niece, your cousin, your nephew, a child you mentor, whatever. Listen, Like the good book say, if you train a child up in the way that he should go, he'll never depart from you. Okay? That's all I'm saying. All right. Now, when you go to a cookout, have the respect and courtesy of the home of the host that invited you. Okay, that was my 2 cents I want to put in for today. Remember, you need to get connected with me. I am on Spotify, okay? When I get on the other platforms, like I've said before, I will definitely let everybody know. We're on Spotify, so you want to hit your notifications. You don't want to miss Kim Talks Unscripted. All right, y'all, until next time, y'all have a good one, okay? Bye.